Rapunzel. The sorceress's anger abated somewhat, and she said, "If things are as you say, I will allow you to take as much Rapunzel as you want, but under one condition. You must give me the child that your wife will bring to the world. It will do well, and I will take care of it like a mother." In his fear, the man agreed to everything. When the woman gave birth, the sorceress appeared, named the little girl Rapunzel, and took her away. Rapunzel became the most beautiful child under the sun. When she was 12 years old, the fairy locked her in a tower that stood in a forest, and that had neither a door nor a stairway, but only a tiny little window at the very top. When the sorceress wanted to enter, she stood below and called out, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair to me." Rapunzel had splendid long hair, as fine as spun gold. When she heard the sorceress's voice, she untied her braids, wound them around a window hook, let her hair fall 20 yards to the ground, and the sorceress climbed up it. A few years later, it happened that a king's son was riding through the forest. As he approached the tower, he heard a song so beautiful that he stopped to listen. It was Rapunzel, who was passing the time by singing with her sweet voice. The prince wanted to climb up to her and look for a door in the tower, but none was to be found. He rode home, but the song had so touched his heart that he returned to the forest every day and listened to it. One time, as he was thus standing behind a tree, he saw the sorceress approach and heard her say, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair." Then Rapunzel let down her strands of hair and the sorceress climbed up them to her. "If that is the ladder into the tower, then sometime I will try my luck." And the next day, just as it was beginning to get dark, he went to the tower and called out, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your hair." The hair fell down, and the prince climbed up. Thank you for listening. For more British accent training, visit www.learningbritishaccent.com.